Hello there, and welcome back to my table as we continue on the book of Proverbs, chapter 13. Chapter 13 is broken up into so many different verses that we can delight on throughout our day. Today I wanted to dissect 11 through 25 and pray they are a blessing to you. Again, I will be reading from various versions of the Bible and pray they are a blessing to you. And I will also be sharing insights that are found alongside with scripture and pray they are a blessing to you. So 11 says, "Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow." So I'm going to compare this to another version, because I like to read it in a couple different versions. Amplified version says, "Wealth won in haste or unjustly, or from the production of things for vain or detrimental use, such riches will dwindle away. But he who gathers little by little will increase his riches." So that's another comparison of another version of the Bible. And you're welcome to go ahead and study the scripture in other versions as well, because it will definitely give you an understanding that's, I guess, further than what you are reading. KJV version says it like this: "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he who gathers by labor shall increase." So this is just a principle of wisdom saying, if you are going to gain money through dishonesty, vain and deceit, that money will dwindle away quickly. It will perish away quickly. But if you are diligently gathering your earnings little by little and investing, you will make it grow, or that will last for a while. Verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Again, I'm going to compare it to another version because I like to look at different versions as well. Amplified version says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life." And that simply says that hope delayed makes the heart sick. The heart is not happy. The heart is worried. But desire fulfilled is a tree of life. It is like a tree of life. And so this is a principle that we are hold on to as well. Verse 13. Again, these are broken down into various verses throughout the chapter. "Whoever scorns instruction will pay for it, but whoever respects a command is rewarded." Another principle of wisdom. Let's compare it to another version. I like to, as always, compare it to different versions of the Bible so that I can better understand the passage of scripture. Amplified version says it like this: "Whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself, but he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded." So whoever despises the word and counsel of the Lord will pay for it. But whoever respects and reverently applies that scripture to their life, they are going to be rewarded. Simple and plain. 14. "The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, churning a person from the snares of death." These are golden words right here. "The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, churning a person from the snares of death. That which the wise, and in this case the Bible, the counsel of the Word of God, teaches you good things, beneficial things, principles of wisdom, values, morals, and so forth. They're going to keep you healthy. They're going to give you a long and prosperous life. And even turn away from the snares of death. Turn away from the path of unrighteousness. And this is why we ought to continue to run to wisdom. Continue to run to the counsel of the Lord so that we can benefit from wisdom. 15. Good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to their destruction. Another powerful principle. Good judgment wins favor. Now let's read it and compare it in a different version. Amplified version says like this. Good understanding wins favor from others, but the way of the unfaithful is hard, like barren, dry soil. So this is a comparison of dry soil. So if you're unfaithful, there is famine in that land. If you're unfaithful, if you're not consistent, if you are not faithful with that which you have, eventually what you have will be dried out. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is deceit, is lie, condemnation, and it is dry ground. So follow the way of the wise. Follow the way of understanding rather than the way of foolishness. And there's so many verses that I can continue on to discuss, but today we are just going through chapter 13. 16 says, verse 16, all who are prudent act with knowledge, but fools expose their folly. So it simply says this, all who are wise act with knowledge. They pay attention to knowledge. They pay attention to wisdom. They are disciplined. But a close-minded person, a fool, a ignorant person, the Bible calls him a fool, is a person who refuses to learn and displays his foolishness to everyone around him. We are to walk the ways of the wise rather than foolish. But if we choose to be foolish, wisdom is nowhere to be found. Same thing with wisdom. If you choose to be wise, you've got to put away that foolishness. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. Now again, I'm reading this from New International Version Bible, so let's compare it to another version. I like to read from Amplified. And it says, a wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful ambassador brings healing. So it's a wicked messenger falls into evil because he is a participant of the message. And a faithful ambassador brings healing. So it is better to be a messenger of wisdom rather than a messenger of the wickedness. Every person who is wise will also act with understanding, knowledge, and insight. But a fool, an ignorant person, will always show off and fall into trouble. So let's pay attention to those words. Whoever disregards discipline comes to poverty and shame. That's verse 18. If you don't like discipline, you're going to find yourself in a place of lack. If you're going to find yourself in a place of shame. But whoever heeds correction is honored. So if you're not one to receive correction, be careful that you do not end up you do not end up in a place of poverty and shame. 19 says, a longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. And that is so true. If there is something that you hope for, if there's something you desire, that longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. And I can totally relate. For a long time, I have been desiring to have a house. And it doesn't even have to be a particular house, it doesn't even have to be a particular size or anything. I just wanted or desired in my heart to have a house. And when that longing was fulfilled, it is definitely sweet to the soul. It is definitely nice to have your own home. You can do whatever it is that you want. You can paint the walls any color you want. You can do anything outside you want. You have a garden. You're taking care of your home. You know that whatever value you put into the home is going to be beneficial for the future. You're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your children. And so that longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. But fools detest turning from evil. They do not turn away from destruction, but rather walk into the direction of death and poverty and shame. And so we have to choose which way we're going to take today. Now, verse 20 is very similar to the scripture that a good character, a company of bad character corrupts good character. A company of bad habits and attitude will corrupt a person of integrity. They will corrupt a person of honesty, a person who does things well. They will be influenced by the bad character of other people. That's why the Bible tells us in verse 20 to walk with the wise and become wise. But a companion of fools suffers harm. If you are in the company of those who cheat, deceit, lie easily, then you will cheat, deceit, and lie easily as well because you are in the company of the fools. And so you have to be careful that you do not find yourself in that place. Verse 21, trouble pursues the sinner, but the righteous are rewarded with good things. Trouble pursues the sinner. So the person who sins will soon find himself in trouble. But the righteous, those that are in right standing with God, are rewarded with good things, beneficial things, things that are going to benefit them for the future. Verse 22, a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. And this actually scripture has been quoted many times that I have seen. And so I'm going to compare this scripture rather to another version. And it says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So he is caring for the future of his children. But the wealth of the sinner, one who continues to transgress God's law and principles, he finds his way or his wealth or whatever he was storing up falls into the hands of the righteous. And so let us be wise and do that which is right rather than do that which is evil. And I can continue and continue on with these verses because they are full of wisdom. Just reading them you are already wise. Just not just well, reading them is not going to give you wisdom. You have to apply what you read, obviously, because a man that looks in the mirror has to apply that which he sees is not right, or the imperfections he sees in the mirror. He cannot just look at it and walk away thinking that he's changed. He has to do something. He has to put in the effort. So it is with this situation. An unplowed field produces food for the poor, but injustice sweeps it away. So another verse that's full of wisdom that we can also compare, we can also dissect further. And so it says that much food is in the village of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. This is KJV version. Because I like to read through various versions in order to understand, because sometimes you may not get it right away, so you just have to continue to seek it. Continue to seek the Lord about the understanding of that scripture, because it's so deep. It's there's so much deepness within. And so we have to continue to seek that wisdom that comes only from above. An unplowed, or I mean, verse 24, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. And here, as a parent, I can also amplify this. Whoever spares the rod hates their children. Not that he hates his children, but his actions will lead his children to disobedience. If that father does not discipline his children, they will be wild and destructive in their ways. Keep them in line. I'm not talking about beating your children. That's not what the Bible is talking about here. This is discipline. You are to discipline your children. And if you love your children, you want best for them. So you want to keep them in line. You want to keep them in line with what the scripture says. You want to keep them in line with what morals to follow and values to follow, so that when they get older, as the Bible says, train up your children in the way that they should go. When they get older, they will not depart from the way that you have taught them. So you want to make sure that you are disciplining your children in righteousness. You discipline your children to be integral, to be honest. But do not beat up your children just for the sake of. Make sure that you are disciplining them righteously. And when you are disciplining them, and I speak from experience, get down to their level. Get down to their level, listen to their heart as well. Talk to them, explain to them what is it that you're punishing them for, whether it's taking away their things or it's putting them in a very uncomfortable position where they can learn the lesson and not, I guess, not walk in the way of unrighteousness. That's simply what it means. And we are to be careful about discipline our children. The best thing we can do as parents is to model behavior, is to model the words, model the actions that we as parents can for our children, because they're watching us, they're paying attention, and they're learning from us. whether you like to admit it or not. And so let us watch our steps so that the children can follow. And verse 25 says, the righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. That simply talks about the desire of the wicked. They're never satisfied. It's talking about the wanting of the wicked. They continue to have greed. They want, and it never goes away. But the righteous are content. The righteous know that what they have in their hand is enough. If they only take care of that which they have in their hand is enough. And so those that are in right standing with God will eat to their heart's content. But the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. I pray that these verses were a blessing to you. Thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for the next chapter. God bless you and take care.